to Russia, and he now speaks about this by Likus, where he speaks about the difference between Tipus versus Yohannefer and so on. Tipus is listed in the Gemara as one of the Rishayim that has stuff of Gehenim, is listed as from the Rishayim, as opposed to many others, Yohannefer and others. So the Maral explains that in the whole story that Chazal says, he went into the Lefnei with a sword. A person who's interested, when you attack somebody, when you fight against somebody, you fight for a certain purpose. If you want to rob him, so you take money from him, you don't look for the fight. You try to get whatever it is. If you stand up, you fight him because you have to fight him. All the Malchus that were made in Israel, the Mal explained by Rikus, did it because Nebuchadnezzar wanted to be Melech in the world. And it's a Beit HaMikdash. In a way, he has to do something with it. There's a Mikdash in his mind what caused the Melech to be murdered. He'll have to find a way around it. Persia wanted kingdom and everything good. So everything was built around what they want. And the Mela, there's no need. You don't attack the Lefnei Lefnim. When I'm fighting you, I don't care about your inner personality. I don't want you to stop and take your money. I don't want you to attack me. Whatever it is, if I manage to cut off your hands and feet, that's good enough. If I manage to take off all the money, that's good enough. I'm looking for something else. Titus was a cut-off of Hashkasa of Toiv. In other words, the perfect anti-Tov in the Bria, the exact anti-Tov in the Bria was Titus. And the Mela, he charged straight for the Lefnei Lefnim. In other words, the point that he wanted was the Pnim of it, and what he saw, the nate that happened was that it started bleeding, was Ki'ilu, so that in his mind, he succeeded. He got the Lefnei Lefnim, and he was able to get the Kuda part of himself. At the end of the skinner, it brings the Maisa of, it says that it was that the Ashkenazis took three shiploads of young boys from Israel to bring to Rome, and with the purpose of using him as men zaynus for the Romans. And it says that they ask each other, if we come off the ship, are we going to get on Havre? And the answer was yes. The Pasuk Amash said, Hashem Yifos Yam. And each one thereafter was Mosh Nefesh and threw them from the Yam and was Mosh Nefesh. That's the end of the field. That's the Pesach. Hashiveinu Shivu Kivor V'Nivchei Yam. The ones that jumped in the Yam cried out, Hashiveinu Kadosh Baruch Hu V'Shitra from Yam Adubu V'Yam and so on. I think that the Mechubin in the field. Titus was a Russia, Marusha, and his tachlis was to get the Pnimius of Chaisel. But in a guy's mind, the Pnimius is a location. A curse, and located in the middle of the Vigas, in the middle of Yishlaim. That's the, if he puts the sword through it, he cut through the heart of Chayisol. And what he didn't understand was the Lefnei Lefnim of Chayisol is a Kedusha that's called Echad Rechad Mikem. The Shechante B'Seicham is a Kval Yisrael. The B'Tamidus was a Timtzah, but the Mokum, the Pnei Lefnim of Chayisol is that. And that's why I think the ending of this, with the three or four or five stanzas, where there's the youth of Christ or Kulukura would seem to be furthest away from this music. They stood up, they jumped in, and they said, even though when you jump into a yam, everything disappears. It's a place where you can't, it's gone. It's mind set on safe, and that's it. But what remains is the very faith of Christ. That's why the Russia can't, will never succeed, because he keeps hitting at things that are his mind central. And he doesn't understand that there's no such thing. his perspective of Pnim is not Pnim. So yes, once upon a time, Kodesh Kedoshim was in Mokum, where the other fire in Shep lived from. It was a pilot line. But the Mokum is wherever there's an Akkud of Kedush and Chayishol, wherever there's an Akkud of Shesh Nefesh and Chayishol, that's the Pnim, and those four touches that Pnim. The Chayashot, the Chayashot,